With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program that explores and celebrates the rich repertoire of sacred choral and organ music. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'm glad that you've joined me for the next hour of wonderful listening. May brings the birthdays of many great composers, but on today's program, we'll focus on three very different composers, each of whom gave us gorgeous and memorable choral music: Johannes Brahms, Gabriel Fauré, and Claudio Monteverdi, who celebrates his 450th birthday this year. We'll begin with organ music by Johannes Brahms, whose birthday was on May 7th in the year 1833. Though he didn't compose extensively for the organ, we know that he did play the instrument, and his music for it displays a certain understanding of it, as well as his devotion to the works of the master of organ composition, Johann Sebastian Bach. We'll listen to Brahms's riveting prelude and fugue in G minor, performed by Scott Hanoyan at the Washington National Cathedral.
Thank you.
Scott Hanoyan opened our birthday program with the Prelude and Fugue in G minor by Johannes Brahms, performed on the great organ of the Washington National Cathedral. We continue with a hymn set to the sturdy tune Truro from the Psalmodia Evangelica of 1789. Jesus Shall Reign Where'er the Sun, with text by Isaac Watts, is sung by the choir of York Minster. Philip Moore conducts, and John Scott Whiteley plays the organ. Jesus Shall Reign Where'er the Sun was sung by the choir of York Minster. Philip Moore conducted. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Representing French birthday composers for the month of May, we turn to music of Gabriel Fauré. Fauré was born May 12, 1845, in the south of France, to a cultured, though not necessarily musical, family. His musical talent was evident at an early age, though, and by the age of 9, he was sent to Paris to study music. Eventually, he became director of the Paris Conservatory while also serving at various times as organist or choirmaster at the Church of the Madeleine. Among his most well-known choral compositions is the Cantique de Jean Racine, based on a poem by that great 17th century dramatist. We'll hear the Choir of New College Oxford sing, directed by Edward Higginbottom. Thank you. Edward Higginbottom led the choir of New College, Oxford, in the Cantique de Jean Racine by Gabriel Fauré. It seems unusual for a composer who was employed through much of his career by the church that his choral output is relatively modest. Aside from the Requiem, the Cantique, and a few other small pieces, his only other substantial work is the Messe Basse, or Low Mass. It exists, like the Requiem, in several versions that evolved and took shape as circumstances changed. Though its first incarnation dates as far back as 1881, the final version, which we'll hear, dates from 1907 and is written for treble voices. It's along the lines of a Missa Brevis, in which the creed is not set, and in this case, the Gloria is also not set to music. So the remaining four movements include a Kyrie, Sanctus, Benedictus, and Agnus Dei. We'll hear the choristers of the St. Thomas Choir of Men and Boys, directed by John Scott and accompanied by Kevin Kwan at the organ. The Messe Basse of Gabriel Fauré on With Heart and Voice. John Scott led the trebles of the St. Thomas Choir of Men and Boys in The Mess Bus by Gabriel Fauré, whose birthday is among those we're celebrating on today's program. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. We return to music of Brahms in our next few selections. Though he was not particularly religious as an adult, we do know that he often played the organ during the 1850s at the church where he was baptized in Hamburg. During this time, and probably dating to his childhood, he developed an affection for Lutheran chorales, which appeared in several of his works, and which formed the outline of his final work, the 11 Chorale Preludes, Opus 122, composed in the last year of his life and published posthumously. We'll listen to his setting of Es ist ein Ros entsprungen, performed by Scott Hanoyan at the Washington National Cathedral. The Chorale Prelude on Lohauer Rose Erblooming by Johannes Brahms was performed by Scott Hanoyan at the Washington National Cathedral. Ein Deutsches Requiem, Opus 45 by Brahms, was a groundbreaking work in many respects. Perhaps most notable was its departure from the standard Roman Mass for the Dead in its texts and tone. Brahms's own knowledge of the Bible, dating from his childhood, led him to a very personal selection of biblical passages to convey his own view of death. This succession of texts creates its own narrative structure, moving from reflections on mortality to glimpses of heaven. For its London premiere in a small salon, Brahms prepared a version for soloists, chorus, and piano four hands, a version that has its own charm and takes on the feel more of chamber music than the large-scale choral orchestra forces to which many of our ears have been accustomed. We'll listen to the first movement, Selig sind die da Leid tragen, performed in an exquisite recording by Seraphic Fire. Patrick Dupre Quigley conducts.
Thank you.
Patrick Dupré-Quigley led Seraphic Fire in the opening movement of Brahms's Ein Deutsches Requiem in the version for chorus and piano, four hands. An early choral work of Brahms points the way to many of his later works, including the Requiem. We'll hear the choir of the Independent Presbyterian Church of Birmingham, Alabama, sing the English version of his Geistliches Lied, Let Nothing Ever Grieve Thee. Joseph Schreiber conducts and plays the organ. Let Nothing Ever Grieve Thee by Johannes Brahms was sung by the choir of Independent Presbyterian Church in Birmingham, Alabama. Joseph Schreiber played and conducted. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Our final May birthday composer is certainly the oldest, as he celebrates 450 years in 2017. Claudio Monteverdi was born May 15, 1567, in Cremona. He was a pivotal figure in Western music history, providing a musical bridge from the Renaissance to the Baroque periods. Among his many works, including the early madrigals and operas, perhaps his seminal work is the monumental Vespers of 1610. It was a piece that applied his musical invention and harmonic innovation to plain chant, among other things. We'll listen to the opening invocation, Deus in Adiutorium, and the sublime duo Seraphim, performed by the ensemble Tragicomedia with Concerto Palatino, all led by Stephen Stubbs.
Thank you.
From Monteverdi's Vespers of 1610, we just heard Duo Seraphim and earlier Deus in Adiutorium, performed by Tragicommedia and Concerto Palatino, led by Stephen Stubbs. We'll close this birthday celebration with the final notes composed by Johannes Brahms, his chorale prelude on O Welt, ich muss dich lassen, O World, I Now Must Leave Thee. John Weaver plays the organ of University Presbyterian Church in Seattle. John Weaver played music of Brahms, O Welt, ich muss dich lassen, on the organ of University Presbyterian Church in Seattle. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice today as we've listened to music to celebrate the May birthdays of Johannes Brahms, Gabriel Fauré, and Claudio Monteverdi. I hope you found the selections on today's program to be inspiring and uplifting. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. You can find more information about this program and listen to audio on the web at withheartandvoice.org. You can also get news about us on Twitter. Follow at @WHeartAndVoice for previews, pictures, and updates. And if you'd like to write to us, we'd love to hear from you. You can send email to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher. Executive producer is Gene Fisher. And I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.